we have a vehicle, forgive me my sins. We have the funds to get there and back. We do. But we need a vehicle to accomplish the feat. We can pick up VJ Pussycat on the way. Michael Pepe, myself.
Do we have enough for Michael Pepe's beer?
VJ Pussycat is in Reno. We will stop there and get VJ Pussycat. Well, we need a vehicle, though. So there's a van. I hear about a van. I've also heard about the hookup truck. The hookup truck could be fun to take, but that's a that's a big thing to drive all that distance.
Me, you, Spy, and who? But it needs a vehicle.
The hookup truck is too big and boxy for that long drive, I would say. But a van would be okay.
We need another female.
Or a car. We don't need another anything.
Yes.
Another
rider to share cost.
We have the finances, though, from the crowdfunding. That's nothing else to think about.
There is no crowdfunding.
I'm telling you, there was, there is, and it's a said and done
deal.
Where is
this crowd's getting ugly?
Where is it?
You guys got an answer?
Show
you need
me
an
the
answer.
Money.
This crowd's
okay.
getting ugly.
Show
They want the crowdfunding
money.
Piggy bank to open up. And
here's part of it right there.
I know you've got somewhere to go. Won't you make yourself at home and stay with me?
That's one-third of it right there, right? It is, isn't it?
That's 100.
It's 1, 2, 3.
So
no, we do.
A large donation, a large denomination.
There's no need to leave.
Michael, I'm telling you, we do. No,
you
we
are
do.
Ready.
We have enough.
You are ready to go.
We do have enough. I'm telling you, we do. We have enough. Seriously, we're ready to go. We need the vehicle. You're backing out now? Now that it's there in front of you.
Well,
the money is where our mouths are.
So, okay. So you're willing to keep me in food for 2 weeks?
Reaching across the eons.
Hey, 1 week? 10 days?
America's hope for humor.
We're not going to be
there.
We won't be gone that long, firstly. And wait.
Of course, by the time you hear this,
you can't be responsible for your foods.
To some. Decide. By the time I decide.
How would you eat if you weren't go? If you didn't go, how would you eat, Michael? How would you eat if you didn't go?
I didn't go. Oh.
Yes.
Well.
And here's Michael Pepe.
I'd rather not say, frankly, because
okay, all right. Well, we'll leave that for another time. Then.
Yes.
Another venue.
But believe me, it is.
Well, I guess
it costs very, very, very little money.
So here's the question: do you have some real world responsibilities right now that would prevent you from leaving and going on the road for about 8 days or so?
Yes. Well, I just couldn't do it because I'm going to be evicted in about a month and a half. That's how low my money completely runs out. Totally. So I'm thinking, you know, in terms of like emergency GoFundMe, just to like, you know, try to make my rent the next month. That's what I'm thinking. But it's not a project, is it? You know, rent. You can't just say, you know. But,
when we write music for films, we don't have the audience's full attention.
You know what I mean? It's like wary.
You know what I mean? I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I know what I know. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Orally, with the ear.
Hey, but before you leave, tell me about the data.
I know what you mean, and I say it mean. Say what you mean, and say it mean, Michael. If you're going to get down and pray,
I'd have to have... Oh, you know what else?
What else?
My sleeping bag is no more.
Really?
Billy has seen the end. So
I don't have a sleeping bag that I could bring either.
They're going to hear a lot of sound effects.
I have a sleeping bag that's a zero-degree bag. So it's just, it's not for the kind of climate we're going to be in necessarily. A 0 degree bag is
too warm.
Yeah, it's kind of like for fucking Anchorage and north of there, yeah. The Yukon, etc.
How high is the loft on your 0 degree bag?
The loft?
The inches of little feathers. Like, I have a 15-degree bag. I think it's got 4 inches on top and 3 inches on the bottom. And it's such a snug little thing. It weighs less than a pound.
Yeah, it doesn't weigh... This thing doesn't weigh...
Smaller than a loaf of bread, but it's very tight.
Right, this thing... I don't like it. It rolls up... Well, it rolls up to about that big.
Yeah.
And it's
some cool...
super kind of soft Tenari eye bag.
Yeah. And then I have a summer bag that is a big Agnes with an inflatable butt and all that stuff in it. And those are, it's nice because it's roomy. I prefer that bag.
You get in my bag, anything over 32 degree weather, and you're sweating.
No.
You're sweating. If it's not freezing out, in fact, if it's not pretty much, not like over 25, you're sweating in the bag.
We only have 9.
Right.
It's a really
they're all designed specifically to keep
you know what we're still alive
in the wrong place.
So yeah, if the temperature changes at night and you wake up in the thing, you're just soaked and the bag is soaking wet too. 0 degree bag, imagine.
Oh, it's like a sweat lodge.
Hello, X-Day audience.
Well, you can turn it inside out.
Have you seen the UFOs yet? They're everywhere.
Yes.
But nobody's awake at X-Day on Facebook. They're all on drugs, no doubt.
Yep.
Are they?
Like, nodding out, flipping out, like, checking out.
But in the morning, they'll see they've begun to arrive.
So the gates open when for this scenario? How long of a...
The time gate?
I think it's a week. Is it a week?
They keep the gates open for a week.
Oh, I have no idea.
Into this other dimension, the Dobbs dimension.
No.
Neither
of us
have
been.
And neither have I.
We should all
go. We'll start in the morning. Drive really fast, like this. Vroom.
Oh, but we're going to stop in Reno and get DJ Pussycat.
Yeah. Philo just drove through there.
Did he?
On his way to his new world.
Wow.
He was going to take off on, when was it, like Monday night, I think. Which would have been really cool to wake up in a hotel room in Reno.
Right.
And be all funny.
Right.
And showered up and eat the big buffet and just start driving west into the sun. Or east.
Yeah.
Sorry. But they waited and they actually camped out in there in their now not their driveway as of midnight that night. Took off early the next morning. Little family out there. In the west.
Yeah.
And now they're
going through the wild east. Going to the wild east.
And here's what you've got to look forward
to. It's just as wild over there as it is here.
Where's that mystery radio signal coming from?
Chicago's pretty wild.
Open up the chopper. Seeing if we own the
whatever. Wild over New York. None of my business.
Man post in the fifth level over to the central activities building.
Huh? What? Huh?
I'm not a Hoosier.
Who?
I'm not from Illinois.
Huh?
So I'm not a Hoosier.
Damn.
Yeah. Although I did have Ohio State Hoosier warm-up jackets at one point, which I used as a Santa because they're red. And I was able to use them as a fake... a Santa for Santathon. Not that that's fake at all. No. Nothing fake.
Yes, when we're on our way to X Day, we will drive through Silly Noise. If you want to drive through Silly Noise, we can drive through Silly Noise. But we don't really need to, actually. We could swing down through Arizona, up through New Mexico. And cut across through up from there into Ohio, coming through where Missouri, etc.
Now you're talking like the old Lincoln Highway. What are you thinking? So what road are you talking about? Highway?
Now you take... We could take 10 part of the way.
Yeah.
highway that probably goes around there is 70, I guess. I don't know. 70?
Yeah.
Actually, maybe 80. Could just drive straight across the what's the name, and right out there. Right across the what's the name, and right out there.
That's just stupid.
The what's the name?
Yeah, the what's the name and the
what?
Right
the what's the name? What's the name over there?
Impossible. Meaningless.
Show. Interesting document.
The impossible meaningless show.
What?
I thought maybe an educated English person was going to analyze the show and analyze what we're doing and present a more abrasive.
They're analyzing it at MI5 even as we speak.
Point of view.
Those goons.
They're analyzing it at MI5 even as we speak.
I don't think these fellows, these chaps aren't really, they're not really very much, are they? They don't really matter much, do they? No. Move along.
Double odd seven.
That's how much they think we are dangerous. Breakfast, and this
no
guy,
mistake,
my,
sugar,
oh,
milk,
I hate these.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Anywhere in the USA.
So if it's, so you're saying that as long as
Americans start their day,
as long as there's a sound
and go where you're going
of cooking food, cooking chicken and crumpling food, that I should think of your food. I should think of that food. Well, I've already forgotten it, so I don't care.
Well, no doubt, huh?
Yeah.
No, but who?
What?
Okay, it was an ad, right? But what was it an ad for? Yeah, weirdness. Yeah, spookiness, weirdness, when you can't think of what it is.
What was it, an ad 5?
You don't even know.
It was an ad 8.
You don't even know. Did you ever see Holiday, June Holiday in
Judy Holiday?
Judy Holiday.
Never give a sucker an even break.
No. Her
Academy Award-winning performance in.
Yes.
Someday.
In. Judy Holiday.
Born Yesterday.
Ah, Never Give a Sucker an Even Born Yesterday.
No. Born Yesterday.
Born Yesterday, starring Judy Holiday.
She just sounds like that.
Best picture and
I don't know what you're
best
talking
actress,
about.
Too.
You know, Ralph. You know,
Michael, this would help a little bit.
It's the funniest.
Give a little bit of this to that. No, here.
Yeah, but they can't see that.
Well, I can. And I'll describe it.
Well, okay.
Listeners, at this moment now, Michael is
wait.
He's imitating Judy's
Holiday.
Breasts.
Yeah.
Her breasts.
No. Right.
Her breasts. They were a large component of the act.
Anyway, she invented. That is the only reason. We think blondes are stupid. Is that
no,
movie?
She's a brainy bimbo.
She's a genius of an actress. I love her.
But the character also is a brainy bimbo.
Well,
it's a brainy bimbo.
She's
the only one that knows what time it is.
Right.
Really,
well, that's
the
Hollywood. Right. It's a Hollywood cliche, but she invented it. She, that girl, Judy Holiday. Die far too soon, I think. Very, very, very funny. Another one, what's her name, is funny too.
I was attracted to you.
That's what it was. I don't know, Ralph. I don't know, Ralph. It's so mad at me.
You don't know, Ralph?
I can't do it. I'm sorry. That's really stupid.
Ralph.
Don't start an impression you can't do, really. I tell Doug this all the time. He never listens.
Okay. If you heard the whole album, you
you might want to get in
because he doesn't do impressions.
Listen to the last part.
I got that impression.
Our hit single and everything else on the album.
And away go trembles down the.
Good day. This is a part of the album, which is a bedtime story.
The pleasure continues. My brother Doug.
Good day.
Good day.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, the pleasure continues.
Is this the pleasure saucer?
Okay.
Good night, everybody, and here's the last story.
Yeah, last of tonight's stories.
I got a
promise. No more.
Why did you give her sex?
Jet has been exposing a new theory
Actually, I don't think
Well, we don't. I kind of have this. I have this idea of a gigantic exist mothership that would take all the subgenii away.
Too much directing around.
Jet points out that we're all going to be a different.
I didn't point it out. Dr. Howe pointed it out to me a week ago. I want to give credit where credit is properly, operly, topperly.
There would have to be different ships, presumably shuttle ships
on the show
to,
a week or so ago.
To X-Day.
Yes, on the show a week or so ago. Yes, Michael, to interrupt. On the week or yes or so ago or show or two maybe or so ago
right.
or even maybe perhaps yes. So yes, indeed, Dr. Hal mentioned that he wouldn't be back until August 11th, and I said, well, and he wouldn't see us until then, and I said, well, no, in case perhaps if this is the year, then I'll see you on the ship. And now we come to
the
prevalent point. No, if this is the year of the Exists arriving, this is also the year of the ship, plural.
Well,
so I was as I was saying to Hal, you know, like, oh, I'll see you on the ship if this is the year, right? But Hal said no, because there's a lot of ships. We're not going to be on the same ship. So it wasn't me.
Right.
You've got to have the whole
144,000
There's a ship for everybody if we want.
See, how many believers are we going to have by then? It's not going to be huge. I would say it's likely not to even get up to 144,000.
144,000.
So, that's the number that will be saved.
12 by 12 by 12. Yes, yes.
From the apocalypse.
By the 666.
The tribes.
Holy sacrimonial.
Which is why, the South Park boy said, you know, it was the Mormons. They were the ones that were correct. Everyone else was wrong. The answer was the Mormons.
The Mormons. And at the end of time, it's always the Mormons.
The Mormons.
We come back to Mormons. Mormons. Hello? Oh, there.
Well, there's
back
always more Mormons.
Mormons.
You can't have a...
There's no more women if the Mormons are around because they take them all. Oh, that's just a terrible thing, isn't it?
This was, the North Face.
From now on.
What you doing over there, Michael? Lighting a fire?
Yeah, baby.
I seem disoriented and he can't get back away.
The Beatles we used to see once in a while.
Whatever happened to that stuff?
Hey, elected the clown. Didn't you expect a circus?
I guess it's not him with you youngins on your smart drugs.
Smart.
What is it?
Smart.
Brain. Yeah.
Those drugs
to be
smart.
Yeah. Your acetyl. What was it? Acetylcholine? What were the smart drugs? Cholines? Remember that? Was there anything to that?
Cholines.
Smart drug
Coalesce.
Thing?
Yeah,
90s?
Right. That stuff. That's a smart drug.
What? No good?
Cholice? Yeah, that's a smart drug, isn't it?
Yeah. And then there's,
Oh, I don't know.
Cholines. Cholines are very helpful.
Paramecium? That's a good one.
I don't know.
Smart
drug. The idea is you're supposed to think better. Of course, fish oil. You know, but I mean, even that may.
That's a new thing. They didn't have that before a few years ago.
Well, that's what they're saying. They say it's fish oil.
Fish oil, new stuff.
Helps you think better. That's the only thing I've really heard.
Fish oil does lots of other stuff,
but
too.
But I don't know what...
Just make sure you get good stuff.
You yourself couldn't tell me what an omega-3, omega-6, and omega-9 were.
There. Adds up to 18.
not adds.
We have an omega-18 in the house now. It's of legal age.
What? Oh.
So, if... Because there's such a thing as an alpha shemale. Michael is going into a granny in the wall. Leave that granny alone, Michael. What the heck is that? That's great. Look at him. What's this film? K-Rob, what film is this craziness with the ray gun?
Oof, Buzzy. I thought that was Artie Johnson.
Yes.
Well, there's no, of course, there is no verbal.
They were wonderful,
Hook.
Weren't they?
You do
a pretty good Artie Johnson over there. Michael, you do a good Artie. So the San Francisco Drag King contest is coming up again now here on the heels of something or another. Anyway, maybe September, I guess it is. And Artie Fischel will be performing there this year.
Really? Artie Johnson?
No, Artie Fischel. ArtyFischel. Artie Fischel.
I don't know. Who's he?
It's a Drag King performer. The Drag King performer, Artie Fischel.
What's the matter? You lost your mind?
You're thinking of Fischel, the artist. You know, the painter.
Did I tell you about the time, Michael, I was at a Drag King show, and this short person poked me, and he was wearing denim jacket and had a mustache and showing tattoos, really rough looking character, right? But came up to about my hip and had shoved me. Real masculine kind of way, and I looked down like, huh, what's going on here? You got a problem or something? What's up? And then they looked up and said in this real funny voice that didn't correspond with any of what this person looked like, don't you recognize me? It's me, June. And it was.
What?
In Drag King.
Oh.
June in Drag King looked fucking great. I've seen June do Drag King two different times, and each time, brilliant. Each time, so good. Mary Magdalene.
Who's she?
Who you know. Of course. Mary Magdalene?
One of the sisters.
No, Mary Magdalene.
You mean the temple prostitute?
Yes. The person who you know.
Yeah.
From here in San Francisco, who I know also.
By that name?
Who uses that name amongst others, yes. June.
Yes.
What's the matter?
June,
you lost your mind?
Petri, you mean?
I guess, whatever, but anyway, yes.
Tallulah.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Yes, of course. Well, I mean, it's such a wonderful name, June Petri.
Well, anyway, she does Drag King stuff. And again, at a Drag King show in the audience, poked me, and I did absolutely not recognize her at all until she spoke and said, it's me. Like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. It was so brilliant.
That's good.
Completely passable as a man and completely just disguised completely. Not even recognizable a bit as June. So fantastic Drag King costume and completely great.
Where was the Drag King?
This was at the Oasis for a show called Dandy that goes on four times a year. And it's put on by... Dandy is put on by Lee Crow and Lee's partner. Gosh, I gotta remember Lee's partner's name.
I ran into her 8 years ago, maybe. Kirk, was the last time I ran into her. Engage. In a jack-in-the-box.
You should finally come clean about your fight with her.
What if instead of making... I see June...
Oh, yeah, voting with her.
I can't do
anything. I don't know why that happened. Yeah.
Because you're Michael Pepe, superstar of the ocean.
Yeah, and they couldn't handle my brilliance. I don't know. They couldn't handle my...
The they that are they.
They flew too close.
To the sun of the Pepe.
From the guy in... a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. The great hero. She flew too close to the sun and died. She died in my presence. She could not handle. And he has a big funeral.
Falling in love.
One of the funniest movies ever made. Probably the funniest movie ever. Right? Right.
There we go.
That and, you know, the Woody Allen movies. Early.
Flirting is an algorithm to take you out.
Okay, that's it. Settled. Moving on. Next time.
And I'm like your dad, right?
Okay, greatest female musician of the 20th century. I say Joni Mitchell. Anyone else?
What? It's past Charo. It's Charo. What are you talking about?
No. I'm serious.
That's it.
And then the second greatest
Charo.
Is... The second greatest is Billie Holiday.
What?
Yeah.
Charo.
Sorry, okay.
Charo, then Ema Sumac.
Oh, no.
Charo, Ema Sumac, Lucia Palmela, and then Mrs. Miller.
Ema Sumac.
And then Sarah Boyle.
And Mrs. Ema Sumac,
the guitar, and...
Now, Mrs. Miller.
You know you're very, very good. Mrs.
Miller, stop being... You got it. That's
but
it.
You know, you need
you know.
A little bit of
sizzle.
Like
no,
paella.
No, there's no question. It's
one of, ow. She's no, one of the best ever.
It's unequal. I wouldn't say that there was...
Buttons.
It did
lots
anything but take
there
the...
There they are. Haha. We have buttons again.
Took the airwaves by storm.
He took the buttons by storm.
You know, this is choose it territory. This is choose it.
Choose
songs territory.
If you choose it to be so,
an FMU, WFMU, the East Coast, which is the East Coast arm of this show.
Out of
as John Hell will say, because John Hell, right, he's like the big, big boss of all bosses, right? He's the big...
When
tootie copy, tootie copy to tootie copy, right?
Isn't that a big, big, giant rat from South America?
No, that's the boss of all bosses.
A tootie cappy cappy?
Like the boss of the Genovese.
Billy Joel.
Yeah, it's the boss of, it's the boss of the Rodentia.
I'm sorry, the Genovese.
It's the boss of Rodentia.
Leslie Gore, Eric Burden.
The largest rodent on earth.
Oh, that's...
It's the cappy 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 Barry.
That's little pirate. That's little...
Joni Mitchell.
So wait, John Hell has a cappy Barry?
Sandra D.
No.
Where does
you're
he
talking
keep it?
About?
Judy Miller.
It's here in the city.
You know Johnny Appleseed.
He has a Cappy Barry here in the city.
John
Hell has a Cappy Barry here in the city. This
and
is
he's
not cool,
going
man.
To cook it and eat it.
This is
tomorrow night.
Oh fuck no!
We are all invited. Yes.
No. No.
In fact,
animal control.
Because
this
you
fucking
have
way
to eat
uncool,
this
dude.
Animal in order for it
fucking,
to be.
This may be the only Cappy Barry
for you. You.
Bay Area, and this fucking guy
eat it
not
when
only
it's afraid,
it,
when it's full of fear,
and
eat
it.
The
where did you find out
fear
about
fear endorphins will infuse itself into the flesh, and the terror will invest the flesh, and that's what it will give the capybara flesh its unique flavor. And it's very delicious. It's very, very illegal. And they have caught people in San Francisco, in Chinatown.
With capybara.
Yes, roasting capybara. And that's the
and
only
that's
reason.
And that's where John Hell got his?
Yes.
The fuck?
Apparently.
This
because
fucking awful.
That's the only reason I even know about it. Is
God,
because
God,
of this particular case on...
Talking to Radio Valencia about how tasty it was.
And it's capybara. And this is an endangered species. I mean,
well, now it is. This guy's going to fucking eat it.
Well, it's, now there's developed a taste for it.
Can you, huh?
Humans have developed a taste for it. Now they'll be preying
it's
on
like,
these poor little animals. They're just, they're
it's
kind
like
of like
Rick Grimes
big
or something
rats
here.
Or rodents.
What the hell?
You know, they're rodents, but they're cute. They can be cute. You know, you don't just kill them, wipe them out, but now we will.
No way, man. They make nice pets, too. Capybara?
But no. It's they we're gonna eat them. We're gonna develop
not in the Bay Area.
No,
it's not the right climate for them, man.
No, they busted that.
They need warm, humid, hot stuff. Louisiana,
they busted that restaurant, but that is what they were doing. They were roasting a capybara.
And John Hell was in on that whole thing somehow.